I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it. Gonna get up before the sun rises above us.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and it's time to visit with one of my favorite authors. His name is Dennis Dobble. He hails from the Tri-Cities in Washington, and he's got a brand new book out. The name? Bury Me With My Fly Rod. It's the unvarnished truth about fly fishing, and it talks a lot about fishing, but it also talks a little bit about humor and the human condition. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your book, Bury Me With My Fly Rod?
Well, as you stated, it's got a fly fishing theme, but much like my previous books, many of the stories have to do with human behaviors. And admittedly, in this one, once again, I had to change a few names, if only to ensure that certain friends would go fishing with me again. it's kind of separated it into different areas. The section titled Blue Mountain Waters is mostly about trout fishing, but stories about huckleberry picking, how I got into trouble trying to teach my wife how to cast, and family dog that likes to herd trout all made their way into the mix.
It's funny you mention dogs and fish. I remember one dog I had in particular, Gracie, where she would sit in the water when I was fishing, and she was absolutely convinced that every fish that I reeled in was for her, and she tried to take it off the hook before I could get it in. Tell me about your dog that you took fishing.
That's pretty much the case. She's a corgi, so as everybody knows, corgis like to herd. But the interesting thing about her fishing skills is she hates sprinklers. She won't get on the lawn when it's wet with dew, but she'll get in up to her chest waiting to snap at a fish that's at the end of your line.
You got to love fishing with your dogs, but sometimes you have to be quick to get them to shore before the dog gets them. You're right about that. You know, yeah. I was actually reading some of the stories you had about steelhead fishing in particular, and the first one, you were introduced to the fine sport of summer steelhead fishing with a fly rod at the Hanford Reach. Why don't you tell our listeners about this really special part of the Columbia River to folks in Wyoming and Oregon and Montana who may not know anything about it?
Well, the Hanford Reach is special for me because I worked and played in it for over 30 years. It's the last, some people call it the free-flowing, but it's actually the flows and discharges managed by upriver dams. But it's roughly 50 miles of river that still retains the natural characteristics of the Columbia River. So if you want to go back in time on the Columbia River, then all you have to do is visit the Hanford Reach. And it's spectacular scenery. If you have a boat, you can get into the heart of it and pretty much be away from everybody. The interesting thing for steelhead is it's such a large river, it just feels like you're overwhelmed, but steelhead favor shoreline areas. They're basically a lazy fish. So you just kind of read the shoreline areas just like you might read a large trout stream.
You know, it's funny you mention feeling overwhelmed when fishing a river. I've had the same experience at another river that you talk about in your book, the Deschutes. It's one of the most beautiful rivers to fish. And on a good year, it's chock full of steelhead. But I still remember the first time I went, trying to break it down in my mind was very difficult. But eventually, like you said, when you can break it down and realize where those steelhead are going to be in close to shore, it's suddenly not so hard anymore.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing I've found about fishing in general, because I fish everything from little step across streams to rivers that you can, you know, wade up to your waist to get across to, again, the Columbia. And it's really just kind of a matter of scale and learning how to read the water, where fish reside, what the current patterns are, and things like that.
You know, speaking of some of those step-across creeks, you do fish a lot of those, and you like to fish them in southeast Washington, northeast Oregon. I'm not asking you to give away your secrets, but what are some of the streams that you favor for trout during the summer months?
Well, I like to start off the spring. In fact, I just did this last week near my cabin. There's a little creek called Bear Creek. And then yesterday, I went and fished a place that I'd fished for 40 years called Cow's Creek. And unfortunately, I spent most of my time crawling through the blackberry brambles and catching a few small trout. And then lo and behold, on the drive home, I felt a tick crawling along my neck. And by the time I got home, I pulled another two, one off my leg and one off my arm. So there's a hazard with the little creeks.
Yes, there is. And this has been a particularly bad tick year, too, I can tell you. I've had a few on me, and I've run into a lot of people who've had quite a few on them. So make sure you check yourself out there. Getting back to some of the trout creeks you like, any in Northeast Oregon that speak to you?
Well, of course, we have a family cabin on the upper Umatilla River, so that's kind of a favorite spot, especially when the four grandchildren show up in the summer. They all learned how to catch trout on a fly there, so it's always fun when they show up. But if I had only one place to fish, it's the South Fork of the Walla Walla River, and it's a place where, just depending on how far you want to hike, the further you hike, the better the fishing gets. And that's where I learned how to fish with my Grandpa Harry. And also later, my brothers took me up there to fly fish, although my older brother's idea of mentoring was just to give me a moth-eaten fly and point me up the trail.
I've run into a few of those mentors along the way as well. Any particular fly that you like to fish in particular on the Walla Walla?
Well, the darting fly is really, I think, a royal stimulator. And part of the reason is by the time the Walla Walla drops down and gets more fishable, then the fish are starting to get pretty hungry. And you can catch them on a variety of dries. But and this is something, again, I learned from my grandpa, which is just fish a big fly, visible fly, and pop it on top of the water. And it looks like a big Miller moth. Or if nothing comes up, then you kind of let it sink through a deep run, and it looks like a minnow. So, yeah, that's pretty much my favorite fly. And I've had to tell friends that before, so I got to tell a story on one friend who I handed him a stimulator before we started, and that was his first trip. And by the end of the day, he was feeling pretty disgruntled because he hadn't caught anything. I said, "Did you ever put that fly on?" He says, "No." And then about an hour later, he came up to me. He says, "Oh, I put that fly on, and I caught two fish." So everybody's stubborn when it comes to their fly selection.
You're absolutely right. I actually thought, based on your book, you're going to say a number 12 Parachute Adams, which I'm not much of a fly fisherman, but that is one of my favorites to fish. I love seeing trout take a dry fly. There's just few things that are finer as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of in there as well. I started off really my favorite fly, if I was to pick one, is a Renegade, just simply because you can fish it dry or you can fish it wet.
So another river that you cover in there is one that I absolutely love, the Walla Walla River. And talk about a river that is chock full of trout.
Yeah, I've only done that one time. We did it on a float trip, and it was pretty exciting because I was some friends that had never been in a raft before. They'd done pontoon boats and float tubes, but never been in a raft. So they had me start off rowing because I'd done it a few times on the Deschutes, and that was fine. And then they decided, oh, we can do this. But one of my friends started bouncing off of rocks right off, and so I started counting them. And they were at the end of the day. It was like the other friend said, "Well, you threw him to the wolves." And I said, "No." I said, "He just kept trying to row the raft like a pontoon boat." I said, You have to row away from danger in a raft. You don't row into it like you do a pontoon boat. So, but yeah, we had really, really great fishing in the Walla Walla part. But when we dropped down and hooked up with the Grand Ronde part, where the big deep holes and things like that, then we just couldn't bring fish up to dry fly anymore. So we learned a little bit there. You know, once you get into some different water, you just can't keep floating on top and expecting the trout to come up.
Well, folks, we have got to go, but as you just heard, there's a lot of fishing places and a lot of fishing stories to be found in this book. Again, it's Bury Me With My Fly Rod, The Unvarnished Truth About Fly Fishing. The author is Dennis Dobble, and you can get an autographed copy of the book at DennisDobbleBooks.com. That's Dennis Dobble, spelled DAUBLE Books.com. Pick up a copy of Bury Me With My Fly Rod and settle in for a summer read. I suspect you will want to go trout fishing with a fly rod after you do. Dennis, always a pleasure to chat with you on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Same here. Thanks, John.
And a leaky boat. It ain't much, but if you bail, it'll float. I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Now's the time to plan your spring walleye trips to Moses Lake and Potholes Reservoir. The biggest fish of the season are taken this time of year. It's pre-spawn fishing time with lots of clear and sunny days in the Moses Lake area. And that makes taking a big walleye even more fun. Moses Lake, it's the perfect playground for everyone. To learn more about all you can do in Moses Lake this spring, go to MosesLake360.com. That's MosesLake360.com.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
A quality and affordable fishing adventure is waiting for you off Vancouver Island with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Located in Port Hardy, British Columbia, you can drive or fly to your all-inclusive guided fishing vacation. Whether you're after big salmon, heart-fighting halibut, or a cooler full of red snapper and ling cod, you can catch it all here. Better yet, your lodging, meals, and fish processing are all taken care of. Want one more reason to go? The price. With the Canadian dollar exchange rate where it is right now, your U.S. dollar goes further. Space is limited, so go to CoastwideSportsFishing.com to book your trip. That's Coastwide Sports Fishing.com for an incredible BC fishing adventure.
We've got time for one more shot of Northwestern Outdoors Radio with John Cruz.
I'm glad you're back, because I've got a big upcoming event to tell you about. It's happening this weekend. It is another free fishing weekend. No license required. This time, it's in Big Sky Country, the state of Montana. And it's taking place both Saturday and Sunday. And really, doesn't everybody want to fish for free in Montana? Whether you're a Montana resident or an out-of-state resident, this is a great weekend to be wetting a line in the Treasure State. Better still, Sunday is Father's Day, and what father wouldn't want to go fishing with his kid? Speaking of Father's Day, if you want to get your father something special, don't bother with flowers. No, that's for Mother's Day. Instead, go to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store. They are having a great Father's Day sale. And if your father is a hunter, there's plenty of stuff you can get him there. If your father is a fisherman, lots of fishing tackle and gear there. If your father likes to camp, likes to boat, likes to hike, or do just about anything else in the great outdoors, Sportsman's Warehouse has got what you want, and a lot of it is on sale this weekend. Special pricing just for Father's Day. So head on down to your local Sportsman's Warehouse, maybe even bring your dad with you and get him something for Father's Day. And now it's time for your Sportsman's Warehouse trivia question of the week. This Northwestern state boasts the largest migratory elk herd in the nation, and that might be why the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has its headquarters in this state too. Do you know which state we are talking about? If you do, just go to our Facebook page at Northwestern Outdoors Radio. If you haven't already, like that Facebook page, like our sister show Facebook page too at America Outdoors Radio, then find the post thread where we've got the question and give us your answer. If you don't do Facebook, no worries, just go to our website. You'll find that at northwesternoutdoors.com. Go to the Contact Us page and let us know the state that has the largest migratory elk herd in the nation and is also the home of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. One lucky person who guesses right will win the $25 gift card we give away every week from America's Premier Outfitter. School's letting out. Father's Day is here. There are no excuses not to get outside and enjoy all that the late spring and early summer has to offer. Whether you're traveling to a state or national park for a visit or maybe to go camping, or whether you are heading into the national forests or wilderness areas for some hiking, or whether you're just heading to a lake or a stream to wet a line, There is so much to do, so much to enjoy, so don't miss out. Until next time, take care, God bless, and make it a point to spend some time outdoors.